A very good morning to you both.
Morning.
Lisa, you write scripts. You've written for Waterloo Road. And you've had to write scenes which are, well, I don't know, of a violent nature, would you say?
Yeah, I think most drama has at least a degree of violence. Obviously, I've written Midsummer Murder, so that the clue's in the title. Mm. But Waterloo Road, I wrote a gun siege. A child had taken a gun into school. It was a season opener for the series. We took a huge amount of advice, a lot of responsibility, and what we ended up with was probably a lot less dramatic than what we started out and wanted to do, but it was a lot more responsible.
What were your concerns then about having a gun siege as a plotline?
It's the glamorisation of violence, and I think that's something that is hopefully going to form part of the Ofcom discussion, which is if you've got a very young audience, you don't want to make violence look like a solution, like it's glamorous, like it makes you look cool and hard and big. And I think we did that on Waterloo Road. I think we managed not to make it look like a great option for children.
And Waterloo Road goes out at what time?
That went out at 8 o'clock in the evening, so it was pre-watershed.
So pre-watershed. But you feel that you were able to deal with the issues of violence. Mm-hmm. Is it about the sensitivity? Is it about, as you say, not glamorising it?
I think it's about context. The Holyoke episode, I think, from what I understand, lacked a little bit of context. And it's all very well saying there were warnings and that, you know, you didn't actually see the train hit him. The suggestion, I think, is enough.
Chris Stacey, in this modern age of PVRs and online watching, is the watershed really relevant anymore, in your view?
I think it's a very archaic rule, and it should be reviewed. It definitely should be reviewed. I mean, this particular episode of Hollyoaks, there were warnings at the beginning of the programme during the ad breaks, so there was plenty of warning there. But the way we watch television now is totally different. I mean, I've seen children as young as four with the iPads, and they can watch television on their iPads. So the way we watch television, maybe, you know, that rule needs to be, the watershed rule needs to be totally reviewed, because we just watch it in a different way. We just watch any television programme, any movie in a different way now.
But warnings can't be sufficient, can they? If a child is watching on their own and there's a warning about something coming up, that's not going to deter a youngster from watching a programme.
No, it's not. I mean, it's down to it's parental control, really. There should be a hell of a lot more parental control over these things. And I think it's totally wrong to see a child with an iPad. I mean, older children in their teens, they can obviously watch TV through their phones now. Again, there should be parental control where the parents know that what the children are watching. It shouldn't be down to the broadcasters anymore, because television has changed totally from the 60s and 70s.
Mm. I'm just thinking, is there any really hard evidence about the effect of TV violence on children or individuals?
I think that's the problem, that it's one of those very nebulous issues, and for every child that maybe goes and smacks someone in the playground, there's a child who's completely unaffected by it. And who do you legislate for? The troubled children that maybe it's a trigger for, or the children who are watching perfectly happily and have a nice home life?
Mm. Chris, you say it's parental control and that it's not the responsibility of the broadcasters, but even though these children might be watching a lot of stuff on the internet, shouldn't television be setting the standard?
It should, but then again, if you look at things like the news, for instance, we can see violence on the news at breakfast time, at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. So children are subjected to that when they're watching. So it should be up to the parents. There should be more parental control over what children watch on television. The broadcasters, they're in the business to make programmes.
Mm. All right. Chris, thanks very much. Chris Stacey,
thank
Lisa
you.
Holdsworth, thank you both.
Good to
we
talk
should
to you.
Tell you the response from Channel 4 after the Ofcom decision was there was an expectation from viewers of Hollyoaks that there would be a dramatic end to such a complex, tense relationship between the two characters. Great caution had been taken not to show too high a level of violence than was, quote, appropriate for the time.